But guys, we need more training. My next newsmaker is an expert, a nationally recognized expert. He's the host of Stop the Threat Television. It's won seven TV awards. And guys, really, Stop the Threat. He's having a big show coming up this Sunday, Athena Gun Club. It's this Sunday only, April the 26th at noon to 1 p.m. They're going to do a real life scenario on when and how to use your gun. That's why he's on the show. Please welcome James Toll. How you doing today, James?
Thanks for having me back on your show. It's always nice to see you.
Well, you as well, sir. I mean, we had so much to talk about the last time you were on the show. And just as the statistics I've gone over, and you know them better than me, sir, you're the expert. People are having more guns. Concealed permits are getting more applications all the time. And here you are trying to teach people when, how to use their weapon. So how's that going for you?
Yeah, it's actually going quite well. The television show is done very well. We're on two separate channels. We're on Friday nights as well as Monday nights. And primarily our goal is to teach gun owners the one decision that we hope that they never have to make. But if they do make it, we're going to mentally prepare them for the decision of draw or retreat. You're in a convenience store. You're standing there with a six-pack of Coke in your hand. A guy comes in with a shotgun, a bag of money, demanding money. Mm-hmm. He swings a shotgun over towards you, and he says, "Look, man, all I want's the money. Just relax." And then he looks away. Do you draw or do you retreat? And that's what the show's about. I'm going to teach you the answer to that.
Wow. Wow. Because that's what we need to know. That nobody wants to kill somebody unnecessarily. Nobody wants to get killed unnecessarily. You know, we see what's going on with police officers now, and I mean, it's all over the news. You can't hide it. So how do people act smart when they're getting pulled over by the cop? Say they have a legal firearm. I mean, how do these scenarios work out?
If you're pulled over by law enforcement, you have a concealed weapons permit. Mm-hmm. And when he pulls you over, he will probably know that you have it, mm-hmm. but you need to offer it to him along with your driver's license and anything else that he asks for, just so that he feels comfortable and you feel comfortable.
I think that's a big part of it, is the comfort level. You know, a lot of times, you know, these people are putting their lives on the line every day. If somebody makes them feel uncomfortable, they know things can go bad that quick,
right.
That quick.
Right. Imagine being a law enforcement officer. He's standing outside your car, mm-hmm. and he asks you for your registration, and now you're reaching beyond his sight to the glove compartment. You have any idea what's going through that officer's mind? And he does that 10, 15, 20 times a day and still goes home at night.
Yeah.
So it's a very tense feeling. You need to keep your hands where he can see them and just be calm. Relax the situation.
That's good advice. And that's why we wanted to pass that along. Now tell us about this event you have coming up, the Athena Gun Club, this Sunday, noon to 1 p.m.
Okay. The Athena Gun Club has been very gracious in allowing us to use one of their rooms at no charge, and therefore we're not charging anyone either, to come out and do a live television show. So what I'm going to do is exactly what I do on the television show, mm-hmm. except I'm doing it live in front of an audience. I'd like to have your viewers come out. I'd like them to participate in that. They can ask questions. There will be VIPs there. There'll be political important people there. We will be filming it. We'll be photographing it. You know, I'll sign pictures. All kinds of things are going to take place. The marketing company handling it is going to do a lot. I'm actually going to try to do the television show just like we do it on television.
Just like I would do this radio show nonstop.
Except I'm going to turn to the audience instead of my guests, which are normally law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I'll turn to the audience and I'll say, "And so what do you think?" And we will do that in a two-part section.
Wow.
So we'll talk about the first part leading up to the shoot. I'll stop. I'll turn back to the audience and I'll say, "What could he have done better? Or what should he have done better?" We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about the shooting and the aftermath of the shooting, which is really very important to you as the gun owner. What takes place mm-hmm. after you involve yourself in a shooting?
You know, guys, this is invaluable. If you have a firearm, if you have a firearm and you carry it with you, concealed, whatever, you want to be at this, this is free. It's free. This Sunday, you can meet James Stoll. Now, this guy's been around. He's worked with the Secret Service. You know, he's a diver. You're like the all-American guy. What don't you do, James?
No, probably the height of the career was working, augmenting with the Secret Service at Ronald Reagan's ranch. That was the highlight of the career. Afterwards, I became president of the Sheriff's Council, and then got into the media, and here we are today.
Well,
on
now you're
Lucia.
By the masses, and you know you've got a lot to say, and especially with the amount of guns that are going out there on everywhere. I mean, it's a flood, and they're not stopping. I think there's been 23 executive orders trying to beat down the Second Amendment, but I don't think the people are going to let them. I think that the right to bear arms, they made it the Second Amendment for a reason.
As a matter of fact, one of the people in the audience Sunday is going to be the driving force behind open carry in Texas. He'll be in the audience. Please come. You're going to meet a lot of people that you may not have ever had a chance to meet before.
Well, especially if you're a pro gun owner, you go to gun shows, you know, you're always talking about the Second Amendment. This is your chance to participate, guys. This is your chance to meet like-minded people, to get out there and rub elbows with a guy that has a national television show. And he has a national television show for a reason, because he is the expert on when to use your firearm. And man, guys, that is this Sunday. You can't miss it. It's from noon to one. Take an hour out of your life. You don't even have to get up early and go see James Toll. And I think the address is
10814 Katy Freeway. It's right underneath where 8 and 10 cross.
Gotcha. Right underneath where 8 and 10 cross. That's 10814 Katy Freeway. So tell us some of the other things that's going to be going on there, James.
I know there's going to be door prizes. I know that there will be some giveaways involved in that. Like I said, there'll be photographic opportunities with a number of people besides myself. And it's just, for 1 hour, it's in a very intense, fast-moving hour. I would suggest you come early.
Yes. You know, you can buy your whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, without giving up too much away, without giving up the barn, what kind of scenario are you guys going to do?
Let's see. The one that I actually have three. Mm-hmm. I just don't know whether I'm going to have time for three, because I just think there's going to be a lot of questions. But I'm going to start out with something that's very prevalent in the Houston area, for instance. Women jogging alone, and that's the first scenario.
Every time I go home, I see women jogging alone. And, you know, I mean, I don't think with crime on my brain, but on the other hand, you know, I'm married, and, you know, I would hate to see her walking alone. I would have questions. So what are some of the things you're going to cover with that?
Right. Actually, what I'm going to do is there will be an attack involved with that, because she left the trail and decided that she would run through a less popular area. And I'm not against that. It's just that if you're going to do that, you need to be prepared for what you're doing. And I don't think people are thinking that far ahead. They're jogging through Memorial Park. They're going, hey, no problem here.
Yeah, it's a pretty day, beautiful day, birds are out.
Right.
Yeah, don't mind that stranger behind the tree.
I'm going to walk you through that, and then there's a couple of more scenarios that I'm going to put in there. Like I said, I don't want to give too much away. I will make you this final promise before I leave, and I thank you for having me on the show. The promise is that you will leave smarter than when you came. I'll see you Sunday.
Right on. Hey, guys, that's Sunday at 12 o'clock. That's going to be at the Athena Gun Club. This could be the best advice you ever get in your life. When you carry a firearm, you carry the responsibility of that firearm. And whether or not to use it, guys, if you have it and don't use it and end up dead, what good was it? And if you pull it out and you use it and there wasn't a threat involved in the first place, man, you're going to live with that the rest of your life. So this could be the biggest decision you as a gun owner ever make. And this is your opportunity to meet the James Toll from Stop the Threat Television. He's on two channels. James, what are those channels?
Let's see. You can see us on a Pursuit channel, or you can see us on a Sportsman's channel. And that's DirecTV or Dish. Monday, that's 9:30 on the Sportsman's Channel and DirecTV or Dish, and Friday at 8 p.m. on the Pursuit Channel.
Friday at 8 p.m. on the Pursuit Channel. Guys, we do archive these shows, so if our listeners are riding down the road right now and they can't write that down, go back and archive our show. Guys, you're going to want to listen to James Toll and what he had to say. You can repeat it over and over. We have a lot of people downloading our shows all the time. And if you can't download, go see him in person on Sunday. take an hour out of your life. You want to talk about a power hour, this could be the best hour you ever spend. Don't forget, it's at 10814 Katy Freeway. You're listening to Business Newsmakers Radio. This is Game.